Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Akmir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Wednesday, the 25th of November. Starting off with Blue Star Capital, with lots of noise on Twitter regarding how wonderful the situation is, but the stock really needs to get above the 50-day moving average around the 0.17 level. We've had, what, 3 or 4 days of trying to hold above that and have not done that so far, so that would be great. Above 0.17 on a sustained basis could take us up towards 0.27, which is the top of a rising trend channel from back, well, basically this time last year. So let's see how that situation develops. On to Deb Clever, where it looks as though there are a couple of plus points on the technical front at the moment. First one was yesterday's one touch or slight sort of bear trap rebound from below the 200-day moving average at 6.69 pence. That's normally a plus point. We've also broken this line of resistance from the end of last month around 7 pence. And while we're above that, looking for 9 pence, obviously, to retest October resistance. And the bigger picture target, maybe over the next 1 to 2 months, would be up towards the top of the rising trend channel, which has been in place since, I suppose, the turn of the year. Up there at 12 or 13 pence, maybe, as I said, for a 1 to 2 month time frame target. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe wait for the 50-day line to break at 7.86 pence. But it does look as though, with the 200-day moving average rebound and the trend line break, that we've done enough on the upside for now. On to a rather more obscure situation, Deltic Energy here. It looks like we've actually got an inverted head and shoulders, which is the only problem with those is that they normally don't work. But if one looks at least at the recent resistance being broken there, the initial 1 pence resistance for November, and also the 50-day moving average of 0.98, while we're above the 50-day line on an end-of-day close basis, if we get an end-of-day close day today above the 50-day line, then we could retest the best levels of September at 1.84 pence over the next 1 to 2 months, hopefully even by the end of December. Moving along to a rather more conventional breakout situation, Ektek, which is seems to be going quite well at the moment. We broke that line of resistance from June and the 50-day moving average at 0.51 pence, and certainly while we're above the 50-day line, looking for a top of a trend channel target, June trend channel target as high as a penny over the next 1 to 2 months. But upside there, really valid while we hold above the 0.5 pence area, which is looks as though we will. All stocks of all shapes and sizes have started to motor in recent days. The only one which I've seen which is sort of missing out a bit is i3 Energy, although it's off its lows of last month. View here is that at least while we're above the 50-day moving average at 4.46 pence, we could go on to retest post-May resistance at 7 pence plus. If you're looking for the buy trigger, probably that would be the break of the November resistance line there, currently pointing around the 4.9 pence area. So above 0.49, then there should be some kick in terms of the upside scenario on i3. On to Iconic Labs, which seems to be once again marooned around the 0.01 area. Bounced off that this morning. There's a line of resistance there around 0.14, which 0.014 rather, which would be nice if we broke. End of day close above that September resistance line, and we could be heading towards at least the 200-day moving average at 0.025. over the following couple of weeks, or maybe 3 or 4 weeks on that situation. But the key here at Iconic really is 0.01 pence holding, which so far it has basically over the last, 4 or 5 months. So that seems to be the floor in the stock. Onto a stock which I haven't looked at for a while, if not, I don't think I've ever looked at it perhaps, in fact, is Morse's Club. Here we've had a nice candle, well, very large green candle breakout there out of that post-September wedge, very narrow right at the end there, and above 33 pence, and the 20-day moving average. We're looking for further significant gains, hopefully up to the top of the September rising trend channel and the 50-day moving average area towards 60 pence over the next 4 to 6 weeks. So looks as though that situation is on its way. Stock, which was one of the best performers of the year to date, but sort of cooled off a bit, is Maestrano. But looks like, though, that after a 3 to 4 month consolidation around the 10 pence level, we've broken back above the 50-day line at 10.2 pence and broken that October resistance line there around the 10 pence level. While we're above the 50-day line, looking for a top of 2019 trend channel target as high as 18 pence, hopefully over the next 1 to 2 months, maybe even by the end of December. On to a stock which people seem to be trying to get off the ground or get it moving, let's say. Here we've got Mossman Oil and Gas, which has made some decent noises over recent weeks, but still has this line of resistance from October to be broken at 0.18 pence. If we can get through 0.18, then we're looking at the top of that trend channel from March, as high as 0.35. So perhaps that's why there's been such a delay. But the upside scenario, at least in place while we hold above the 200-day moving average at 0.125. Good to see Pires back with a little rise today on the stock. You can see why it's risen, because it's bounced off the floor of that wide rising trend channel, which has been in place since August last year. The floor of the channel currently running around the 3.2 pence level, and while we're above that on an end of day close basis, looking for at least last month's resistance towards 5 pence over the next 4 to 6 weeks. End of day close through the 200-day line, which is just around current levels, would be a plus, especially as it's rising at the moment. That tends to be a leading indicator on upside movement. But above 3.2, looking to 5 pence initially, hopefully by the end of next month, and up to 7 pence after that at the top of the trend channel. Rehobald Resources is back as well in terms of investor interest and volume picking up. Not quite so easy to see on the chart why it would be picking up, but it looks as though we bounced off this relatively obscure falling May support line that's running around the 0.36 level, so above that on an end of day close basis. And one would hope that there'd be some retracement back towards the 0.5 or even 0.55 pence, which would fill the November gap that we've had. The good news, I suppose, is that the RSI went down towards the 20 level, in fact, sub-20 level, so the shares are, in theory, very oversold and remain oversold. UCOG, possibly the star of the day, following on from recent gains. Good to see that it's managed to get rid of the resistance that it had towards the, what was that, 0.7, 0.17, 0.18. And the view is that while we're above that particular level, 0.17, let's say, we should be able to at least retest the 200-day moving average at 0.26. That would be quite an achievement, because I don't think we've been above the 200-day line for months, perhaps even years. But clearing the 200-day line on a weekly close basis, and you could open up the prospect of a retest of June resistance through 0.5 pence, which would clearly be very welcome to long-suffering shareholders. Finishing off with, speaking of long-suffering shareholders, we've got Union Jack Oil. And here we've got a situation where, again, we've gapped down against the trend in terms of recovering oil stocks. Looks like we're at the bottom of a falling wedge, so hopefully the shares will at least be able to retest the 0.15 area, which is the top of the wedge, end of day close or weekly close above that, and we could be talking about a move back towards the 0.2 pence area. But there is a bottom fishing opportunity there towards 0.12, especially given the way that we've got bullish divergence in the RSI window, which is a sign where we had a lower price low but a higher RSI, so that could provide some positive momentum at least back towards the 0.15 zone. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.